This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If I were to tell you that we would get more people into 530 Creed at a big golf tournament than at Chickies and Pete's, you probably would have told me I was crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a big...
I'm real interested today.
No, and it's a good crowd. They're here. They just don't care.
Yeah.
All right, Herb. Can we give it a rest?
Nice.
Here, thanks.
You're about to get tased in a minute, Herb.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
The show.
No.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so, because there's nothing really, I don't think, going on around the complex tonight. I mean, there's
yeah,
the
it's just like,
game.
And... Everybody's looking at us. It's like they didn't even care they were singing about Creed.
Yeah.
It drove me crazy, actually. I want a little positive reinforcement. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you on Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. What's your concern level with Bryce Harper right now and going forward? Final count, 59.3, not concerned. 29.9, starting to be concerned. 10.8, very concerned. 215-592-9494. Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? Talk about the Phillies. Huge win last night.
Is this Howie Roseman?
Comes from behind.
You sound just like Howie Roseman. It's stunning. All right, anyway, go ahead.
About the Phillies. So, they came back last night, huge win. Can't remember the last time they came back from, five runs down. Do you think momentum? I mean, they're doing good now. I could see them actually winning, two or even maybe sweeping Cleveland. You really think momentum is a real thing? I feel like they'll win a few. I'm like, oh, they're back, and then they lose one. They lose a couple in a row.
But that isn't that just the baseball season? You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to win every series for the rest of the year. And the Guardians are not a pushover. I mean, they're 22-15 and then 11-5 at home. So
low run differential, though. Negative run differential.
But they've been kind of fraudulent for years.
Yes, now, they have. Smoke and mirrors.
Now, yeah, and starting staff-wise, they have the 29th ERA in the league. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Because they're usually built on all this pitching, and they're just not this year. So.
The thing about momentum, Thomas, is it's there until it's not.
Only as good as the next day's starter, Spike.
Yeah. Well, it's just it's in any sport. It's like it's real until you miss a shot, or you know, or you don't win the game. So they're playing well. They're playing good baseball.
They're peaking too early. Some are saying.
No one's saying that.
Peaking too early.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then one last thing, and I got a question for Ike.
So, okay.
With Tanner, obviously, if he wasn't hurt, he would have came up here last year. You know, Taiwan Walker wouldn't have been here. We probably wouldn't have signed Jesus Luzardo. But you know, I get, you know, the coaches that Tanner had, you know, they definitely make sure they're careful. And obviously, it's Dave's decision, correct? You know, when he comes up,
sure.
You got so many coaches.
What's the question here?
I'm just trying to I'm trying to figure out, like, I know it's not babysitting either, but
Thomas, come on.
The connectiveness of all the coaches, like how each guy thinks, you know, how often do the coaches in the minor leagues talk to everybody in the organization?
Like a top-down approach. I got you.
Yeah. And then I have a question for you.
Yeah, I think they're more connected than they used to be. Like Cotham, I think, talks to all the minor league coaches, so.
They had that problem years ago, remember?
I know.
It was the French-Canadian guy.
Philippe Aumont?
Aumont complained that he was told something different at every level
when
he was here.
It was a couple of years ago. It was a problem, too. I think that's been the biggest thing they've tried to get right the last couple of years, is getting everyone on the same page.
Yeah. What's your question for Ike, Thomas?
When you were playing, you know, with the Eagles in 98, or you started off, and I know microphones in the helmets came out in 94. Was there ever an instance where player on defense changed the play, coach didn't like it? I don't know how often that happened back then. Was there ever a player who had control of the headset?
Thanks for the call,
Thomas. Yeah, good question. I don't remember any. When I started in 98, Emmett Thomas was the defensive coordinator at that point. I was a rookie. I probably was just happy to be here during that time. under Jim Johnson, he pretty much ran what he called.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. In just about every defense, there is a sort of check that could be made based on what the offense does. They motion somebody out of the backfield or something like that, then, yeah, we switch to a different defense.
But it's all within – like, you have if this, then
yes,
that.
Yes, it's within
this,
that call, that. Yes.
It's not like what
somebody
a quarterback
somebody going rogue,
do.
Yeah, and just right. changing the play and calling their own defense.
Yeah.
No. Now, I will say this. We had guys that sometimes played outside of the framework of the defense.
Yes. Still guys that do
some
that.
Some of our favorite Eagles greats.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Who?
That's what made them great. Or Dawk and Trot.
Oh, really?
And Hugh.
Like doing their own thing?
Yeah, they played outside of the framework at times, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where...
Is that an instinct thing?
Yes. Yeah. And that's where their ability and how good they were would allow for that to happen. It's like Bill Belichick used to say about Lawrence Taylor. He'd call a defense for them to run with the Giants, and LT's out there doing his own thing at times. He's LT.
Right.
So you do that, you had better be successful.
That's what I say. That's the difference. Is
yes.
Players who do that who aren't good enough to do that don't play very long.
They don't play very long. And I will say this to my teammates' credit. I don't remember them ever doing that, and it cost us in a big-time way. May have given up a first down, but I don't remember that ever happening in a game-winning situation where it may have cost us a game. So, but like I said, guys like you, Jeremiah, Brian Dawkins, they are good enough that it's hard to draw X's and O's up on the board and say, just do it as it's designed.
Right.
You're not going to – Brian Dawkins doesn't become Brian Dawkins by playing within the framework of a defense.
That is a – I think that's an interesting dynamic that probably shows itself in lots of workplaces in different ways.
Yeah. So I would say, like in basketball.
Right.
Kobe breaking the triangle offense or Jordan breaking the triangle offense, well, they can do that.
Right.
Because they got the skill to do that. But everybody
B.J. Else, Armstrong can.
Yes, everybody else has to run the offense.
Yeah.
Believe me, Ike didn't freelance.
No?
No, I didn't freelance, no. Even when the players try to get you to do that.
Well, by the way, there is – how am I going to put this? There is value to understanding what you're capable of and what you should be doing.
Yes.
And you were probably better because you understood what you could do and what you couldn't do, what you would be successful at.
I was not that I didn't have any ability, but playing around the guys that were as good as they were allowed me to also
shine. Yeah, they need you to do exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly, yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
215.
It's the role player, Fritz.
Yep.
You know, Bryce can take off and go to third base from first base.
Yep. Rojas can't?
No. Rojas can't. And by the way, I wish Bryce would do it less, too.
No, he shouldn't do it.
Well, yeah,
but who's telling him?
Who's telling him not to?
Exactly right.
That's one way he freestyles that I don't like.
Nah, yeah. Hey, but it's hustle.
Yeah.
I like earlier when you said he plays hard all the time. That was a nice
moment.
You didn't
say that. Yeah, you don't even remember saying it.
Oh, did I?
You said something along those lines.
Well.
You also said yesterday golf's a sport, so.
No, I didn't.
Nah, you said when you're talking about, you know.
I didn't say golf was a sport.
Well, you said it's a sport.
No, I
you
didn't.
You said it's a sport that I could get into.
I misspoke. OG Wade, you're on WIP. I misspoke.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Right
up,
on
OG?
Time.
OG.
Yeah, right on time.
Hey, listen, man. I got some breaking news.
Great.
Oh, here it comes.
I'm shooting for the inside spot. You know what I'm doing. You know, I got to come for the number one spot now, but this is real. This is some big news now. Cooper DeJean is not an exciting way.
What does that mean?
Here we go. He's a part of the delegation. He's a brother.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, well,
hold on.
You can't just stick us with jerks. You can't just take the cool ones. No, you can't just take the ones you like. That's not.
No.
We get to keep them.
Go ahead.
Proof.
Go ahead, OG.
He's got curly hair. He wears a size 13 and he's 6 foot.
Uh-oh.
He jumps high and he's fast.
Yeah, he helps with our averages.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. He talks like he got a mouthful of grapes. So,
man.
Here's what I'll do for y'all. Here's what I'll do. For consolation, we'll give you Patrick Mahomes in exchange for Cooper Jean.
You've been on this with Patrick Mahomes for too long. It's insulting.
Too much creamer in the coffee, man.
That was your saying.
Too much creamer.
Oh, man.
You can't have Cooper to G.
Come on, man. You got to have something, Ghost.
You can't have them all.
All?
We just got one for the first time in like 25 years. It's Seahorn.
I just gave you Robinson.
No.
Who? Oh, Ty Robinson.
No, you got to take him, too.
Wait till he's the fullback.
Sit over here with Richie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You gotta come up off of me one day.
No. All right.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me get my question, man.
Okay.
We don't know what your agenda is.
No, but I will say, comedian OG Wade.
It's not a bad
pivot.
Not a bad pivot. Not a bad pivot.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Spike, the other day we did a question of your favorite electronics, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where in the hell did you come up that a turntable is an electronic?
Well, you plug it in.
Yeah.
How do you think it works, OG?
That's not an electronic.
And first of all, I didn't say turntable. I said boombox. A caller said turntable. No, I said boombox.
Here we go.
You let him get away with it because you said to him, "Yeah, I've had a Tech 12 and all that other stuff."
Technique's 1200.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
A turntable is an electronic.
Okay, so so your heater that you plug into what? That's an electronic.
Yes.
Okay.
OG, is a VCR an electronic?
Yes, it is.
It's the same thing as a turntable. Yeah.
No. It's stuff that goes into it.
It's all right.
Keep cooking, OG.
Yeah. I mean, he's wrong.
No, he's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. a couple weeks ago, it was last week, that Bill Belichick had the interview on CBS where his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, sort of interrupted.
Yeah.
And apparently she interrupted a bunch of times. Well, according to Pablo Torre, here is the new way it goes at University of North Carolina.
Two sources at the University of North Carolina tell me that there has been a decision was made last week by the higher-ups inside the athletic department that had hired Bill Belichick to be the highest-paid public employee, not just coach, in the state of North Carolina at $10 million a year. And that decision was that Jordan Hudson is no longer allowed in the football building.
Okay.
She is not allowed on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, don't think you'll be hearing much from Jordan moving forward. So the theory of why any of this happening is a relevant conversation that I'm gonna ask you to put a pin in that.
Okay.
Because the second update is that Bill Belichick's family is extraordinarily concerned about what has transpired. One Belichick family source told me, quote, there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, everything he has built and worked for over decades.
So I would say
this is getting weird.
Yeah, I would say I know Pablo a little bit. Pablo does good work. I would imagine if he is reporting these things, they are accurate. I'm surprised that North Carolina stood up to him, I guess.
Well, here's my thing. Unless she's doing something that we don't know about, who the hell tells a coach that his significant other can't come around?
Can't be on the field?
Yeah, or be in a building. Like, who does that?
I don't know. I guess if you're North Carolina and you're like...
Have you ever heard of this before?
Yeah, but I've never seen anything like this before.
Like what? A girlfriend?
In a nationally televised interview?
Sure.
Telling when he can talk and when he can't talk?
Okay, but all I'm saying, if that was his publicist, no one would care. You feel me?
Yes.
Like, if that was his publicist that was doing that, no one would care. Like, this to me, again, I don't know. They obviously know more about the situation than I do. I'm just saying this seems a little extreme for a university to go out of their way, and he's using words like barred and banned from the facility. And it's like, what has she done other than step on a football field? Like,
well, the other thing is, we don't know. We only know what we've seen.
That's what I'm saying. Unless something else is going on behind the scenes,
there could be more.
Where she is sort of being some sort of tyrant.
Yeah.
Or what have you. But here's my thing. Why would it have to lead to North Carolina stepping in? Why wouldn't Bill Belichick?
Well, that part's weird.
If somebody just spoke to him, just say, you know what, we need to dial it down a little bit. She can dial it down as far as her responsibility. Like, that's his. I understand the age difference, but I'm skipping past that, and I'm saying that's his significant other.
Right. Unless he said no.
Yeah.
Unless they asked and he said no. Who knows? You know, who knows? Your original point, who knows what's going on behind closed doors at this point?
It seems like, and then the family gets involved.
Right.
Now, unless Bill has been, I don't know, hypnotized or something.
Right.
It seems like some people are, she's closer than they are to Bill.
Right. And they're jealous.
I know what this feels like. This feels like this young girl is in. Pop ain't coming around anymore. We don't have access to this. We don't have access to that. And
who's
going to
be in the will?
Seriously.
No, I'm not kidding.
Exactly right.
Yep.
So it's crazy. But, Bill, get a hold of this, man.
Yeah.
Get up. This ain't the way you should go out, Bill. Like this.
Well, the other thing is you don't need this job.
Exactly. Right. Well, it's one thing you're coaching at North Carolina of all places anyway. Now we got to have this thing with you and this young girl. Like,
who would have ever guessed this 5 years ago? If I told you five years ago, I would never have guessed this. Bill Belichick will be coaching North Carolina. His 24-year-old girlfriend would cause such a ruckus that she becomes banned from the facility and his family is worried about him. Like, it sounds like
it is the craziest thing, man.
It sounds impossible if I had told you that. None of it sounds likely.
Bill,
you know,
just doesn't say he don't give a bleep no more. He just...
Well, as soon as he went on national TV in the ripped sweatshirt, I knew.
It was crazy.
Oh, no. That's a design.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was.
Because it had other holes in it, too.
Oh, really?
I think that's just a shirt.
Then that's got to be her dressing.
Yes. Oh, definitely. That's 100%. Her dressing.
100%. Yes. See, I thought that was like the first sweatshirt he had growing up when he was. Oh. His dad was like, wasn't his dad a coach at Navy or something?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, man. Whole thing is insane.
Very, very strange. Steve in Norristown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, just wanted to say, I went down to the games in Tampa when Tuesday and Wednesday, and I thought it was a really good series for everyone, basically to just get everyone back on track. I didn't know, did you guys notice, because it did there, did it look like camera like angles and stuff? Did it look like not as light, like a little dark?
Yeah, it didn't look like it had major league quality lights.
And it probably doesn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Well, again, and we were remarking about how Taiwan looked. Not even just how he pitched. Like, he looked monstrous on the mound. You know, I think the angles in there are different.
Yeah. And they just, during spring training, they're not playing night games.
Sometimes they do, but yeah.
Occasional night games, yeah.
I would say it was probably about 70-30 Philly fans, maybe 80-20. I would say the best part is that we were there and you didn't have any Yankee fans to deal with.
Sure.
At that stadium, which you normally do.
Well, the best part for me outside of the sweep was the EAGLES Eagles chants I heard for three straight times.
Oh, it was amazing, yeah.
You like that, Jack?
Oh, clear.
I'm so happy.
Jack, I'm with you.
Thank you.
There was a little too many of those.
Little too many. I can handle one. Every time they scored.
No, it was every, yeah. It
every
was,
time
it
they scored. Like,
I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, can we find something else? I'm like, and the problem was, like, they would do it after, like, the five-run inning.
I know.
I'm like, what?
Hey, huge home run by Stott. First thing you hear.
I was like, this is ridiculous.
I know.
Ah, you guys. Have a little fun in your life.
I know.
No, I know. It's probably my worst take. But I don't know what to tell you.
It's funny.
What's funny?
Channing Eagles.
We're trying to win a ball game.
Oh, and we swept them.
When they lose.
And we swept them.
When they suck.
We swept them.
When they suck, I'm okay with it. Because you guys need to grow up.
Mocking the Phillies.
Yeah. I guess I need to eventually get to the point. Where I realize it's a Philadelphia chant.
Yes.
How could you not have
it's like P-H-I-L-L-Y, Philly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just funnier if it's Eagles.
I know.
I think it's funny.
I thought you were about to start doing an Eve song.
Oh, no.
That tone to it.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Now he's afraid of the wind? Just when I thought he couldn't get any softer. Mark and Monco.
Yep.
That Elliot?
Yeah. It's a good take, though. I like that he's not scared of the rain anymore. Now he's scared of the wind.
It's so Elliot.
And it's all because he won't just take care of the siding on his house.
Yeah. Like, what is so big that's flapping? Like, I mean...
Yeah, broken piece of siding.
Say, yeah. Emmons roofing and siding.
Yep. Get someone to fix it.
Yep. I need new siding. What's next?
Make sure you say that this is Bryce's least productive start to a season at least 50 times.
ChatGPT to Spike before the show.
It is. I'm just trying to set up the show.
Yeah, let the man work, man.
Yeah. 771 OPS is lowest through May 9th ever in his career.
Nice.
Yep.
Hopefully it ends in glory.
Yep. What's next?
Spike on the Phils. Injuries have effectively ended Bryce's career. Spike on the Birds. Saquon is going to miss at least four games next season. Spike on the Sixers. Yo, dinosaur Eric Gordon is going to ball with this team. Frank in Ardmore.
Before Eric Gordon takes.
We let those go, man.
Yeah.
Who cares? Only the text line doesn't forget the Eric Gordon text.
You did play the text line.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Oh, it's the text line.
It is the text line.
Yeah.
You guys don't believe me.
I've never heard us advertise the text line once.
Well, I know.
Yeah. What's that?
215-592-9494.
I'm not saying that to diminish them. What Elliot says immediately after diminishing something.
It's what he does.
Yep.
It's what he does.
He wants to qualify it. Like, yeah, that's not what I'm really doing here.
Yep. But he is. We're monitoring.
Yep.
What's next?
I'm definitely more of an athlete than Tiger Woods. Spike putting one foot in front of the other.
I hate the text line this week.
I know you
do. I hate the text line this week.
I know.
I was also going to knock Herb out earlier.
You're going to knock Herb out?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Well, he's like, all right, I just let you on the air for 10 minutes. Yeah, stop showing everybody
he's
your phone.
You're interrupting the show.
Yeah. What's next?
My AMA question is, are there any other humans on the planet more ready to tell you what they did than the people who have run a marathon? Mike in Havertown.
Hey, Mike, why don't you get on a treadmill? I can just feel Mike.
Interesting.
27 pounds overweight. I can feel it.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Leading off, coming up next.
Yeah, buddy. I got an extra 5 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if Justin D'Orazio is able to play around the horn of Guardian / Indian.
No, man, I'm going to miss that.
Yep.
Maybe I'll do a solo.
Around the horn by yourself?
Yeah, just keep sitting here the whole segment.
Yeah, give it a try.
I don't know if I could do it.
No thanks to Luke back at the studio.
Luke.
Really, six and a half.
So slow.
That one wasn't my fault. That I hit it on time and there was a delay. I'm standing up for myself for that.
My ass.
That's not how we work around here.
You say my bad.
We take ownership. We're new. All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening this week. We'll talk to you on Monday.
We are crazy.
Yep.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.